When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
It's been a minute. I took some time off this summer from recording. I apologize for that. I'll be honest, I wasn't doing cool summer shit. I was not in Mykonos or anything like that. Ibiza. No fun places to say, no fun places to post. I have been mostly in Long Branch, New Jersey, with the exception of a weekend wedding getaway for my cousin, working my tail off, as they say. It's been a lot of fun. I've had a very, very good summer. It's Labor Day. Labor Day just ended. It was Labor Day yesterday. That's what you do on Labor Day, right? You don't know what day it is, right? It's Tuesday, feels like Monday. But Christery, welcome. We have a little bit of a different format today. No Nando. He's a very busy man this time of year. For those of you that don't follow Nando's day job, you should check him out. Anyone that does fantasy football, or if you are... you know, you're married to somebody that does fantasy football, dating, whatever. Nando is legitimately one of the best people in the, he's like one of the most trusted voices in it. He's very, I don't know his exact job, but he's at The Athletic and New York Times, I think. I don't know. But I roll with cool people, man. You know, and sometimes cool people got to do cool people shit. And Nando's got to step up and he's got to do fantasy football stuff. And that's when Chris steps up and says, I'll just do Chris 3 alone. I don't have a topic this week. So I did want to talk. I think I've kind of alluded to it a few times. I've been meaning to do this. We'll see. There's going to be some changes with Chris 3, but just so you're clear, like I'm opening two restaurants right now. One I've already been at for about 2 months now, and the other one should be open in the next several weeks. And anyone that knows me knows that is a literal dream come true for me. I'm extremely excited. I have partners that... I really admire and trust, and I look forward to kind of growing with and working with. So I have a lot of good shit coming, but a lot of that comes with sacrifice. And the easiest sacrifice to make was, unfortunately, quality Chris 3 episodes, because that was so much time and more than you would probably think in research and just coming up with fun ways to tie it in. And I really did make it as complicated as I could make it because it was my main gig at the time. So I started this when I had really no prospects of anything that was going to be like my full-time thing. I was doing some work at the hotel and stuff that I did with my brother that I know he kept people abreast on over at Dear Albie, but I just wanted something different. I basically did, I don't want to say I did nothing, but I just did little odd jobs and things to try to figure out what my full-time, you know, 30s were going to be consumed of. And, this restaurant opportunity was, again, something I've just always wanted. I knew it's what I wanted to do. I knew I wanted to end up doing a restaurant, but what was it? Who was it with? And we'll get into that, honestly. Well, that's kind of going to be my plan now, is since it's all-consuming, I love doing the podcast. It's very therapeutic for me. It's something that I've enjoyed getting feedback from. I do love doing the history thing, so that's not going anywhere right away, but... I just thought while it's ever present in my mind and it's basically all I could think about, and instead of me going into history mode and trying to make it relevant to what's actually on my brain, I'd rather just tell you what's on my mind, because a lot of the time it's pretty interesting. And at its core, it's a young guy starting a new business, you know, and going into something not as young as I used to be, I suppose, but it's, you know, somebody starting something and you know, if you really wanted to be kind of romantic about it, it's someone kind of chasing their dream and doing what they've always wanted to do. And in my opinion, what I really think I'm meant to do, because it's all even when I'm not working, that's all I care about. I don't pass a restaurant without reading their menu. I look at dessert menus. I've never ordered dessert. I just like that world so much, and I'm very excited to once again be thrown back into it. So basically, I have Nunzio's. That's a pizza place in Long Branch. It's been open for about 70 years. I took it over about 2 months ago. Again, I have partners. When I say I'm really representing a bunch of other people that didn't sign up to be on this podcast. So I don't want to, say their name and talk about their shit. Sorry for the cough. There's a cough button I just learned too. I just didn't use it just now. So my bad. Anyway, that was, that's Nunzio's, right? 70 years, been there 2 months. It's, you know, they never took credit cards. They never delivered a lot of stuff, but they have some great pizza, great, customers, great, it's a great history there. And it's right next to Lino's, which will be the original project that drew me down to that area with my partner, Pat. So that is a kind of a build-out project. So I've been saying like Nunzio's is like the Bear season one, where Lino's is the Bear season two, for any of those who get that reference. And just two totally different approaches into the restaurant world, into service, into food, into concept. And it's just a bit of a head trip because you kind of have to, even though they're right next to each other, you walk into different doors with two totally different mentalities and totally different goals. And it's cool. It's a really cool challenge for anyone that's ever done it. So I just think while I'm doing the restaurant build out and, we're doing it all, we didn't hire designers or anything like that. We're doing the design work ourselves. We're picking out the materials ourselves. Everything. So obviously we have the builders and stuff, but we're doing a lot of that heavy lifting, and things, comfort zones that aren't exactly mine, right? So a couple of different kind of approaches and all new things to me. And I'm not really, I work with my family on this project, but not super directly. My dad obviously has a tremendous wealth of restaurant knowledge, so I've been bouncing a ton of stuff off of him. My brother helps me with all of the business BS, so to speak, that I just don't have the patience or time for. Meaning the, you know, just like contracts and things like that, that I don't really care about. So I can find myself in a vulnerable position sometimes because I don't really read fine print because I just don't have that kind of bandwidth. I like to think about the fun creative stuff, the food stuff, and the not so fun creative restaurant stuff. But the so he's been a huge help there. Anyway, I don't want to keep going in on that, but that's going to be. Well, yeah, what I'm hoping to do is go into kind of like just people that I admire in the business or just in general, anyone I think that could help me in this process. They might be my guest on here for now. Again, when I have a good topic for Chris 3, I'm definitely going to go into it and do the traditional show. But while my brain is kind of completely consumed with what's upcoming, I just want to be forthright and just own that instead. And again, I think it's kind of cool. It's a little bit closer to, I think, what people have seen me do with like Housewives and Manzoed, where there's like its own real storyline, because that's what it feels like for the first time kind of since those days, is that I'm taking on something interesting enough to share. So hopefully you care about that. And if you don't, I don't know, I guess keep doing what you're doing, because I really wasn't putting episodes out anyway, so you're really not too upset. So let's just get right into... the reason I picked up the microphone today. I'm coming off a hell week, and I think it's actually comical how bad it got. So I'm going to leave out a lot of it because it is, again, personal to some others, but filed under good help is hard to find these days. But I went to California, as I mentioned, for my cousin's wedding. It was a great time. It was myself and Leah, Alan, Chelsea went out to celebrate my cousin Joe and Emily getting married, and it was like a farm in California. I've never seen, maybe this is ignorant of me as an East Coaster, but I've never seen like the ocean next to a farm. It was really, really beautiful. So cool. I was like in a greenhouse, but like on the ocean, but a farm and dirt but sand. It was just different than most settings. And Joe was like a world traveler. He knows what the hell he's looking for when he goes places. But we took a red eye back for reasons that I can't really explain. But we did, and we kind of lose the day. And so it just kind of started me off on like a weird mode all week. And then Tuesday was a very weird day at work. I got back and some people just weren't showing up. So I just have to do a little bit more work than usual. And I'm cooking and cutting pizzas and doing all the stuff you signed up for. So I have no issues with that. But while we're on this topic, fall season, I'm talking about red eyes. I'm talking about being jam-packed at work. I have no kids. I have no family. I have nothing like that to keep me busy when I'm at home. But I do know that plenty of people are not like me. So when the fall season is in swing, you might be looking for wholesome, convenient meals for jam-packed days. Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit that can help fuel you up with fast, chef-prepared, dietitian-approved, ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time, eat well, and stay on track with your healthy lifestyle. Just adjust to your autumn without missing a step. Choose from 34 weekly flavored packed, never frozen, fresh meals ready to eat in 2 minutes. This is actually great for someone like me. Again, I'm talking about the restaurant business and you're like, oh, you're surrounded by food. Why would you need something like that? Because you just don't want to eat the same thing that you're surrounded by every single day, you know? And so to be able to go home and not make a new mess and not do anything, I actually, I use Factor Meals all the time because I first of all, they let me order some stuff. But second, it's the opposite of what I would normally do at work, right? So if I'm running around scrambling, cooking, now I just, that doesn't take 2 minutes. Trust me. Setting it up doesn't take 2 minutes. Cleaning it doesn't take 2 minutes. Eating it barely takes 2 minutes. So to actually have something that I could just pull out of the fridge, you know, build a little bit, throw in the microwave and get to work, it's perfect for me. They also do lunch on the go. So obviously I'm talking about my night job, but you guys have day jobs. I'm assuming some of you, if you're too busy running around during the day to think about lunch, keep it up with lunch to go. Effortless, wholesome meals like grain bowls, salad toppers that are ready to go all the time. No microwave required. So you don't even really even have to heat up most of it. So, or a lot of it, I should say. So head to factormeals.com/Chris350. Use code Chris350 and get 50% off. That's Chris350 at factormeals.com/Chris350. 50% off is a good deal. I have to say, when I get something that says 50% off, meaning like as an ad read, like when I get one that says, oh, this company wants you to read for them and they're offering your listeners 50% off, I'm like, damn, I feel like I'm doing something right as a podcast host. Because, like, no one wants to give 50% off of stuff. You know what I mean? Like, I understand it's for marketing, but I feel like when I listen to some podcasts, and I think some people, I could tell they're shitty because they only get 25% off. I don't want to take shots at anybody. But I'm always like, oh, I don't know if they have a good relationship with this advertiser because 25% off is kind of like 50? 50 is half the damn product. So, I don't know. I would take advantage of it if I were you guys. I've done it. Tastes great. And again, I have a busy life, man. I'm always running around. I'm very rarely standing still. Here's my thing. It's not that I can't cook. I love to cook. I cook all the time. I take cooking so seriously that if I don't have the time to do it, I just won't eat. So I love the idea that I could heat things up, have it fresh or not heat it up, use a grain bowl, whatever. I'm still doing the read and it was over. I don't even have to do it anymore. That's my bad. So, all right, back to my week. So I did a lot of cooking. This week, a lot of mopping. In fact, so I'm driving down one day, and I have a pretty long commute to work. And I was driving to a meeting early in the morning, which for me is not great. I got into a car accident. There's really no point in going into the X's and O's of it, but I got into a car accident, and it like a fucking airbags car accident. Like the bags went off, and it's never. I don't know. I don't really think about it a whole lot, but I drive a lot. And so my first thought was, wow, it's weird how easy it is to get into a car accident considering, like, I know it's obvious, but like for how often you drive, knock on wood, all of you, if you're driving now, but it's so easy to do. So the amount that we all avoid it, maybe give ourselves a pat on the back for that before we start criticizing. But it was crazy. I've never dealt with the airbag situation before. I actually never been to an accident prior to that. I think I've been in one as a passenger, but never driving. And I was fine. I hopped right out. Other people were fine too. But I was late for my meeting. And then I went to work, and we're down a few people, and it's Labor Day weekend on the shore, so I was just like mopping, and I took a train home. It just felt sad. But again, like totally untouched. But I still sit here before you reading this podcast, or I'm sorry, doing ad reads and doing this podcast to you. A scarred man. I have blood on my hands, blood on my chest. I have a big cut on my finger that probably needs stitches, to be honest with you. And you might say, Chris, but I thought you emerged unscathed from the car accident. And I would say, dear listener, I did. But the next day, I had work. And it was busy. And again, I keep repeating this, but it's just been like me and a really, really awesome core team that's getting a lot done. And again, if you're not familiar with Labor Day down the Jersey Shore, it's a very, very busy time. And we're a pizza place, right? So a lot of people want to grab a quick pie to bring to the beach, bring to their family, bring to their shore house when they pack it up or whatever. So we stayed pretty busy, thank God. And but again, just kind of doing a lot. But since I crashed my car, I don't have access to it, obviously. I've been using my brother's car, right? Because I think he's got him and Chelsea use, or maybe a spare. I don't really know. But it's a Jeep Wrangler. I think he's the driver on the show. It's kind of like the family car, I think, now. And it's slow. It's got like big ass wheels, and it's the equivalent of the like when you're on a roller coaster and it's starting and it goes up and it's just like and like kind of jerks you around. So it's like taking a horse and carriage 90 miles to work every day. So you kind of don't mind the drive when you have your own car and you're in your own space. You could do a podcast, an audiobook, some music, whatever. But in Al's car, it's just music, which I could live with. And, but it's just got this like rumbling sound. It's just an awful car. His whole wound up thing makes so much more sense when you realize what kind of car he drives every day. So cheers to him for no longer driving that car right now. I'll let you know what I come up with. But again, you say, Chris, you talk about this car. That there's been no issues again, knock on wood with that. So I go through the rest of my week. A lot of weird little things keep happening, weird interactions with business people, with customers and employees and stuff like that. Just like, again, I can get into it, but it's kind of weird. I'll start doing that when I get more into the restaurant thing and explain who some of these people and characters, so to speak, are around me. But I say to myself, I'm going to go. We had a party on Labor Day. My family had a party. So I said, oh, I'm going to go stay by Leah tonight, and then I will drive her to my mom's house in the morning, and we will do the Labor Day thing. So she lives a little further away even than I go to from work every day, so it's still a longer ride. Labor Day home traffic, 3 hours of traffic. So I'm like, oh, my God, man, this week has just been brutal, right? So I'm just happy it's over. We're kind of joking and like on the phone on the way up, like, oh yeah, the week's almost done, blah, blah, blah. So now I get to her apartment and, I jump out of the car. I had a bottle of wine with me and, I'm walking and a vandal, a criminal, a skunk approaches me, loaded weapon in hand, tail facing me. Ready to spray. It's also late, and I assume any small animal that's out late at night has rabies. Every single one. I know skunks are supposed to be out at night, but I don't care. Still probably has rabies. So my first thought was it was a squirrel, a weird-ass squirrel, because it's dark outside. So I'm like, oh, man, that squirrel's got rabies. It's too dark for this. So I kind of, like, slowly started to walk away. Then I realized it was a skunk, and the skunk's weapon was pointed at my face. So then I was like, fuck, and I started to run. All right? I started to run. There's apparently Ring camera footage of this. I don't want to see it. If there's enough demand out there, if you want to throw it in the Chris 3 comments, like release the tapes. If we have the Ring camera footage and they're willing to let me share it, I'll show you the rest of this. But I started to run, and there is a...
I don't know if you'd call it a large rock in front of her apartment building, or if you would call it a small mountain. But it caught me off guard. I tried to scale the mountain, and I fell. I broke the bottle of wine into my hand. I slid down the rock in the saddest way you could slide down something. And that is where my injuries came from. I got into a car accident and just hopped right out. But in the face of danger with a skunk, I folded, you know, I was a coward. And if I ever see it again, I'll probably run again because it won the first time and I'm not an idiot. So, that was my week so far, and now it's Tuesday. That feels like Monday, and I don't know what to expect going in, but I did want to get this podcast out. I do want to put a post up for it. I want to get this thing back rolling again. I love doing the pod. I'm excited for Nando to come back. I want to get Palumbo back on because he's just my business guy that I go to with stuff like that and entrepreneurship. I want to get some good restaurant people on. I'll shoot from the stars a little bit because I want to get a lot of good advice. I want to talk to some smart people, and I want to do that with you. So forgive me if this history podcast turns into something of a entrepreneurship, lifestyle, restaurant podcast. Anyone that knows me knows I won't do any of those things too seriously. So stick with me. Thank you for sticking with me. I know I've been quiet all summer. Honestly, you wouldn't have listened this summer. We were all doing things. Taylor Swift had a tour. There's a question mark in the sky. Aliens are here. There's a lot of shit going on. Krista really wasn't the main priority for you guys this summer either. Let's be honest. But let's work on it. All right? Let's work on it this fall together. There's going to be so much to talk about. I'm genuinely excited for the future for the first time. And I'm usually pretty worried about shit. So first time ever, but like, first time in a while where I just, you know, I'm in control of everything, which scares me just a little bit because I, you know, sometimes I feel like I'm like a baby that shouldn't be in control of anything at all. And other times I feel like, you know, I'm the best man for the job. And I think that's a big part of what I'm walking into is it's just kind of trying to come to grips with yourself and what you're good at and what you're not and stuff like that. So hopefully my tone's not too serious. I did one of these. And it sounded like really sad, so I never released it. I'm not sad, though. Everything's really good. I'm excited. I'm going to get some... actually, I got to go to work. So now I'm going to go take that drive down. Any topics, if anybody out there, if you're starting your own thing this fall, business, whatever, something that you're like taking a leap or you're thinking about taking a leap, I'll tell a quick little story. I ran into Tom Colicchio. From Top Chef, but you know, from Kraft and the restaurant world too. But he's really a legendary chef in New York for kind of the places that he's opened and the time that he came up. And I ran into him. We have zero Bravo connection whatsoever. I didn't even tell him about it. Actually, that's not true. I was a little drunk, but I was like, "Hey Tom, I'm from New Jersey. I spent time on Bravo, and I work in the restaurant business. So." I just thought we'd have a lot of things to talk about, and I was kind of I'm not nervous. I met like Jay-Z once, and I wasn't nervous, but Tom Colicchio made me nervous. I think because he reminded me of my grandpa. He's not old like my grandpa, but like he looks just like him, like a young version of him. So, he's like, oh, and you know, he said what he said about Bravo, which is basically saying, you know, that's not your career restaurants are, you know, that's not my career restaurants are. And, you know, of course. And basically it was like, what kind of restaurant are you opening? So I told him I was opening a restaurant. And here's the thing. I was not at the time. It was, I guess, a form of manifestation. But I just kind of wanted to say it because I was like, one day I am going to open a restaurant and I'm going to want his advice. And I don't think I'll have that opportunity later. So fuck it. I'll just say that I'm opening one in the fall. And that was early, really late last year. So I was right, which is awesome. And he basically was just like, how do you feel about it? And I was like, I'm a little afraid, which is what I was guessing I would feel. But I was more afraid because I was just blatantly lying. And we were in one of his newer spots, actually. And he was like, I'm still afraid. you know, I'm still afraid every time I do anything. That's never going to go anywhere. So the fear is not going anywhere. What are you going to do about it? Like, are you going to work? Are you going to, you know, get your shit together? Do you feel confident about your product? And, you know, yes is all around. And he's like, then you're going to do great. Just, you know, as long as you care as much as it seems like you do. And, you know, that was kind of it. There's the fear doesn't go anywhere. And not that anyone asked for that advice, but that was free. So, yeah, if you have anybody that's kind of dealing with the same stuff, if you wanted to treat it like Dear Albie, like, feel free to send me messages on Instagram or in the comments. I don't have a mailbag or anything, but we could definitely talk about kind of trying new things, because that's basically what the theme of this is going to be, is kind of taking a leap and a lot of trusting your gut. You know, that's been a lot of my life the past few months, and it's going to be even more so the next couple of months. So one day, hopefully, I could tell the whole story of these restaurants and kind of what's happened in the process of getting them off the ground. Because not unique, not crazy unique in this business, but it is a hell of a story. Again, it just involves a little bit too many people for me to just kind of air their shit. So maybe after they listen to this episode and a few more, and they decide they want to be involved. But in the meantime, I had to get to work. So thank you for being patient with Christery. If you see any skunks out there, give them the finger. Later.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.